أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنهم ألفوا آباءهم ضالين فهم على آثارهم يهرعون ولقد ضل قبلهم أكثر الأولين ولقد أرسلنا فيهم منذرين فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المنذرين إلا عباد الله المخلصين صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us a brief glimpse of the people of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does an analysis where they had gone wrong, why they had gone wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one simple sentence says, إِنَّهُمْ أَلْفَوْ آبَاءَهُمْ ضَالِّينَ فَهُمْ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ يُهْرَعُونَ. Certainly they had found their forefathers deviating from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُمْ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ يُهْرَعُونَ. And they hastened in their footsteps in following them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this analysis, and this has been in the case of the people of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah, and also other communities before them. They had remained very stubbornly on this, that this has been the path of our forefathers, so we will follow our forefathers. In the light of the message of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, the revelation that had come to the various people of the past, more particularly the people of Makkah Mukarramah, they had observed Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam from his very childhood. They had known that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was receiving a message from beyond this world. They had known that it is the word of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but yet they very stubbornly remained on the path of their forefathers. They had found them worshipping idols and paganism and all the other wrongs that they had been doing, and they decided to remain firm on it. On the other hand, there is one very important issue, and that is that if we find our ancestors, our forefathers, our elders on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we find that they are on the sirat mustaqim, then most certainly and most definitely we should follow their way of life, because that is going to lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not that Islam is rejecting that one follow, Islam is rejecting the concept of following one's elders, one's forefathers, or for that matter one's ancestors. The thing is whether they are on the right path or whether they are on the wrong path. That is for us to see, and we measure that in the light of the Quran and the hadith of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is the analysis that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made. And secondly is this, that they began to run headlong into this path, and they had not taken heed to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is where they had gone wrong. And they remain stubborn on this right till the bitter end. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this shows us the very, very important lesson that when we see our forefathers, when we see our ancestors, when we see all those before us, we have to measure their way of life in the light of the Quran and the hadith and the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it conforms, then by all means. But if it does not, obviously, we have to follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَقَدْ ظَلَّ قَبْلَهُمْ أَكْثَرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, most certainly, before them, many have erred, or rather most of them have erred. They have deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see right from the time of before Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, people had deviated from the worshipping Allah Rabbul Izzat. They had gone into idol worship, paganism, etc. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear. Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam had come to put all these wrongs right, but of course the people remained stubborn. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ مُنْذِرِينَ. But obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adhab was not to come without a warning or a warner that will come to them. And hence, Allah has made it clear in various ayat of the Quran Kareem that we had never destroyed any nation before we sent any messenger. First, the messenger will come, the messenger will toil, and he will invite the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, when they become arrogant, then some form of adhab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. And hence here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the very same. وَلَقَدْ رَسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ مُنْذِرِينَ. Certainly we sent amongst them our mundirin, our warners. And these warners toiled and explain to them the concept of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this has been the kindness of Allah, this has been the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as those nations are concerned, that was their aspect. With regards to us also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with a perfect way of life, a life that has been approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, authorized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most beloved to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He was the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was most beloved. Let us look at the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to see what was the end, what was the consequences of those people who were warned, and after being warned, they did not take heed of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to look into our lives also daily, on a daily basis. We are being warned about certain aspects with regards to our lives. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consequences of disobedience, the consequences of sin, how much do we take heed? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us through this difficult times that we are going. But again, like the ayats before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes one exception, and that exception is illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin, except those ibad, those servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat, al-mukhlasin, those who had been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last we mentioned also, that they remain firm on the path of Allah, they remain with the quality of taqwa, they remain with the quality of consciousness of Allah. Had they made a mistake or an error, then they made tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and they asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.